This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then 3 failed pilots, 2 rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Clap a little bit.
It's the Swiss Army.
Smile and dance or something.
Now let's meet your two pathetic hosts.
Segments.
Great. You brought the energy down during the intro song. That's unheard of.
Welcome to Welcome to Segments.
It's
Amir.
It's a comedy podcast.
That's
high Jake. Energy, fun time.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Nice. Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. Marty threatened to sue me last night if I record this episode with you.
You don't do anything at HeadGum except for host one show.
And
you
I
barely do that.
Quit. Yeah. And Marty.
He said, I'm walking with buckets. And he said, what show?
I said, I'm walking with buckets here. And I slammed on the hood of his car.
And I asked if he needed a wash.
Now we're back. This is our first recording of 2024.
Yes. Bicoastal recording. Exciting times.
Bicoastal, but not in the home Zoom setup. This is like back in the recording setup.
Right. This is that perfect in-between of effort. Nobody had to fly, but I couldn't just do this from Brooklyn.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, we'd be in the same room, but that would require one of us moving across the country.
Right, exactly. I'm down to have you move to New York. Would you ever do that again?
It seems kind of cold there right now, but ask me again in June. And then
you know
there's
I saw a movie last week.
Yeah.
What movie was it? It was called Past Lives, I believe.
Oh, yeah. People
Past
love that
Lives.
Movie.
Yeah, it was very, very moving, very powerful. And you know the last scene of that movie, they're walking down the street, and I'm like, I swear this is Amir's old street.
Man.
And they walked by a park, and I Googled the park, and sure enough, it was right outside your old place.
My old place in L.A. or New York?
In New York, on First and First.
Oh, really? That park?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy shit. Maybe I should see this movie, because it's like atop everyone's list. And now that the fact that there's a park near where I used to live, I feel like I got it.
You'll recognize the street. I mean, if I did, it'll really hit home for you. And it's a very nostalgic movie like that. So,
yeah.
You might... We'll check it out and then see. We can have a segment where we do movie reviews, but it was really fascinating to see like a flashback basically to like 2012.
Right.
And
which is oddly
like,
when I lived there. There's no fucking way this movie was made about me, right? Like, was there any other homages or sort of hat tips or nods or tips of the cap to the life I used to lead there?
Yeah. Well, the outro theme music was the Buckets theme. To bring it back
God.
To Buckets.
Yeah. This is incredible. So it ended with Round Ball Rock by John Tesh into
Precisely
Bradley
right.
Beal
yeah.
saying, you're getting
buckets. It was
That's
bizarre.
How it,
it was so bizarre.
This Oscar movie ended mm-hmm. with a quote
yeah.
stolen from my podcast.
Which you stole yes. from John Tesh. Yeah.
Which I stole from John Wall.
Nice.
Thank you. I thought a good segment just to kick us off here is a quick catch-up, an update, because we haven't seen each other slash recorded since late December. And yeah. since then, we've been through a series of medical marvels.
Yes. I didn't realize that you got something called a balloon tracheotomy or something.
Yes, I had
to stab you in the chest with a pen and breathe for you, right?
They had to open my neck as yeah. I struggled to breathe with a hollowed out bick.
Because I feel like yours sounds like it's more intense. If I feel like a balloon entered you, is that accurate to say?
Yeah, I had a balloon sinoplasty.
What is that? And is that elective? Because it sounds elective.
It was, and I was forced into the decision by my loved ones.
By Avital. She said she didn't want you to snore. Kind of. Is it a snoring based thing?
It's snoring adjacent. So the larger issue is that I couldn't really breathe through my nose. As Got I've it. Spoken to about before, I'm a mouth breather, which yes. comes with its own set of problems. You're supposed to breathe mm-hmm. through your nose day to day.
Right.
Which I found difficult to do. Like, yeah. when you were watching a movie, Past Lives, for example, was your mouth yeah. closed the whole time? Are you just breathing through your nose the whole time? That's how you're supposed to be viewing things. And that's not
yeah.
how I was.
I think I have kind of like a resting open mouth, but I don't think I'm like a heavy mouth breather.
Yeah, it's tough to like just recall because it's also subconscious. But at mm-hmm. night, I was especially mouth agape, breathing, struggling right. for air. Like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
So like not even.
Yeah, like that.
Less of a like snore that. And more of a gasping for air.
Yeah.
A wheeze.
A wheezer, yeah. And so I went to see an ENT who... very quickly, like, did an MRI scan. He's like, yeah, I mean, look at these sinal cavities. They're very thin. Your turbinates, which is like your nostril meat, is very, very, mm-hmm. like, overwhelming. You're not getting a lot of airflow.
Right.
And so we recommend this procedure that we do here called a balloon sinoplasty. I'm like, okay, right. what's that?
Interesting that he finds exactly what he needs to do his procedure.
Of course.
And he's ready to go. And it's not covered by insurance, right?
Actually, this one was because... Oh. So that was one of the reasons... I was like weighing the options because basically the procedure is they numb your nostrils and they stick a deflated balloon in with like a camera, kind of like a uh-huh. little nasal
so you're
oscopy.
Awake.
I'm awake, but like Valiumed out.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like a dental surgery. Right. So I can't feel anything, but they're like, you know, keeping me alive and well. And then they blow a balloon open and it like cracks some like hardened cartilage wider so that your airflow can be thicker and more robust. So yeah. I'm like, okay, this sounds kind of intense, but like, you know, I've done LASIK before. I'm not
right.
scared of changing my face internally for the better.
Of course not.
And this is felt kind of similar, not really laser. It felt very practical, just like cracking space
right.
open wide.
Yeah,
and then,
you can understand that.
Yes, I understand like if there's like a tunnel through a cave, but there's a lot of rocks on the side to like try to
right.
like, remove
the
rocks.
The tunnelers would put a balloon in and
exactly.
inflate it, obviously.
Yes.
We know how tunnels are made.
But then in addition to the balloon thing, he's like, I can also reduce your turbinates like literally by like scraping like... tissue away.
That part sounds painful.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, how much does this thing cost? Because it seems like very like, you know, you go to a dentist and they're like, let's recommend this and I could charge you $4,000 and the insurance will pay for it and this is how we make our money. So I'm very skeptical from a capitalist perspective about these kinds of things. LASIK, I understand. My vision is blurry. I want to fix it. This is like trusting a guy who can tell me what to do.
Yeah, and you like don't really have that. You don't have trouble sleeping. It's more other people that have trouble sleeping around you. So it's not necessarily something you want to fix.
But I do have trouble breathing through my nose. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's helpful in the long term. So then I go home and I ask them how much it costs. They're like, it's $2,500. But I can see on your insurance you've already met your deductible for the year, so it's actually free, $0 for you. You're completely covered.
So like, you're trying to get this in before 1-1.
Correct.
The last thing you do in 2023.
Yeah, it's like a $3,000 thing or free if you do it this week. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. I don't have any work the week of the 23rd, so maybe I could just schedule it for that. Yeah. And he's like,
instead
within
of Christmas,
a few days,
you'll have a balloon in your ass. Yeah. And he knows.
Within a few days, you're fine. He's like, you'll have some congestion. And that's like the tissue reveal, like resolving itself, but like it'll all get flushed away soon. Okay, yeah. So I look online and it's like everybody being like, I went in and they did the scan and they recommended this thing. I went in and I did a scan and they recommended this thing. So like that is a thing that they do. They do the scan for free, then they always seem to recommend because like, I don't know, I'm looking at an X-ray, an MRI of my sinuses and like, this is narrow, yeah. This is thin. I'm like, sure, right. I believe
And you've never
you.
Seen that before. So no. They could say literally anything. Like yeah. They could point to the same passageway and be like, so you actually have really wide nasal passageways.
Wow.
And you'd be like,
yeah,
all right,
sure.
Totally. Okay.
I'm not taking this scan to a second opinion. Who has time right. for that? This is the 21st no. of December after all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then between that and the fact that I'm curious about this procedure, plus it's free, I'm like, all right, let's fucking do it. So I scheduled it for Friday, the December 22nd. And they're mm-hmm. like, okay, before the procedure, start taking these steroids, start taking these antibiotics. And then the morning of, take 2 Valium. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Sounds kind of intense.
Yeah. And I'm like searching, I'm like I've never taken a Valium. If mm-hmm. I take 2, will I be okay? And I call them. They're like, yeah, it's fine. Like you can take 1 if you want, but 2 will help like knock you out. So I take 2 Valium an hour before the procedure, and I don't remember the entire procedure. Like, I was really? In the chair, but I was gone, baby, gone.
Who got you to the appointment?
Avital drove me, yeah, and, like, that's borderline good. Had to carry me into the seat, and then I was just
Did
like,
she say that you were
She, like, has videos of me being like, all right, like, is it in yet? Are you, like, starting? And they're like,
oh
okay, we're going to have to get
you
in there now.
To me? I need to see them.
It's basically like the laughing gas they give you at the dentist.
Yeah.
You're just, like,
it's
barely
David
alive.
After dentist.
Yeah, exactly. But during the procedure. So, like, she was with me before the procedure, and then she had to leave when they actually did it. And then, like, I remember, like, half dream state of, like, them putting stuff and, like, all right, hopefully you won't feel this, but let us know. And I'm like, are you going to do it yet? And they're like, we already did it. You're okay.
He amputated
okay.
your nose.
I have like a fucking like gauze under my nose at the end of it. I'm like, is it over? And they're like, yeah, you did great. You did fine. It'll be okay. And then I like went home and I passed out and I woke up. I'm like, oh yeah, like this thing, this is crazy. I forgot I got this done. Because I was like half asleep the entire time.
Wow. Do you love Valium now?
I guess I didn't understand why people get into it just because like mm-hmm. it was such a unique disassociative experience that yeah. like if you hate your life, yeah, I can understand why people would take 2 Valium and just fucking lose a day.
Yeah, right.
But I kind of like watching basketball and stuff, so I don't want to like forget that much. But
yeah,
for this procedure,
exactly.
It was perfect. The next day, like as they said, blood was coming out. I felt congested, so I'm like, "Uh-oh, didn't take," because like now I can not breathe through my nose at all. And like I'm like, they say don't blow your nose for 3 days.
Oh my god, yes, yeah, so you just have to let it leak the blood.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like dabbing my nostrils in a Starbucks, like a fucking kid with a cold who doesn't know how to blow their nose yet.
Yeah,
just like
yeah. And it's
smiling.
Blood instead of snot.
Yeah, it's blood and snot instead of just blood or just snot. Waking up with dry blood, snot, like crusted to
yeah.
my mustache. It was a bad situation for 2 to 3 days. But like 2 weeks later, it does feel like a wider cavity. And
yeah.
I don't know about the breathing through my mouth, through my nose when I'm asleep, just because I'm asleep for that. Like I'll have to do
right.
like mouth tape and like try to like literally retrain my body, but I can finally
yeah.
like consider that as an option because like it does feel when
open.
I'm not congested like wide enough, wider than I've ever experienced. So I'm happy
wow.
that it was verified that like, okay, you're not just being kind of a pansy by saying I can't breathe through my nose when like everyone
right.
has a small sinus cavity.
Yeah.
And then they did the
does
checkup.
It,
they're
do,
like,
does
oh
it feel
yeah,
like
this
your
is
voice
a lot
changed?
Wider.
Have,
I don't
do you
know.
Feel like...
They said
it
wouldn't
you...
change anything externally, but do you think my voice is any different at all? Like, it feels the same to me. I'm
no,
kind of an
it.
Important radio guy.
wow.
Yeah, it feels the same. But it feels the same voice-wise, but it does feel wider up there. So I think all in all, it's been a success, though not like an instant life changer so far. But it's only been 2
Right, weeks. But you don't regret doing it.
I don't regret doing it. The Valium story was funny, and it was cool to try that drug for free without any
guilt. Would you consider the scraping? Because if you only did the balloon and they offer scraping for even more relief, and even a wider passage, would
you be down? Both, so I don't know if I would to do just this. Yeah, I did. I ended up doing the turbinite reduction as well, yes.
Wow.
It's called a turbinite reduction in addition turbinite to a balloon sinoplasty.
Congratulations.
I was able to do both, yes. And I did get a sinus headache for 3 days. But ultimately, since that's in the past, I don't think about it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you recommend this for even people who feel like they can breathe through their nose?
I think anyone should get it done once a year, like a checkup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important to have
a balloon in your
blood
face.
Nose. Yeah.
Yeah. And then a blood test.
Cool.
So hopefully it just gets better and better for me on that end.
Does it keep, did they say if it continually gets better, or is like 2 weeks going to be the apex and it's, and it basically plateaus and it's just like, that's your life now? Or is it like, you know, you have, it's as wide as it possibly will be right now and it's going to, like, does this recur, I guess?
Yeah, they did. They said that it doesn't, that like, I'm like, how does it like, because I understand a balloon making something wider, but then how does it just stick like that once the balloon leaves? And they made it sound like it's like a drywall where it's like you crack it open and it stays in that position.
Wow. So you're not going to need this ever again?
In theory, no. But kind of like LASIK, anything is possible. And then also, there are like more invasive surgeries. There's like full-on put you under to like do like some real septum internal shit, which is like...
Yeah, I think my brother-in-law got one of those.
Yeah. Well, one of the things... I've heard of deviated septums, right? Like, I didn't really understand what that was, but the septum is the thing right in the middle of the two nostrils, and... If it's like slanted one way or another, that's the deviated septum, and it makes it impossible to breathe through one of your nostrils. My septum actually was very aligned, so I didn't have to have that issue at all.
Interesting. You just had the narrow walls.
Correct. I just had the meaty tunnel.
It's kind of, I just want to get one of these things myself. You know, like I don't think I need it, but I want to see what my nostrils look like.
Yeah,
I'm just morbidly curious.
They did stick a camera up there a few times, which is kind of interesting. So you can go to this place and they'll do that scan for free because they're constantly trying to sell this package.
Right,
and that will include the nasal spray, and that will include the nasal scope.
Right. Okay. And there, I mean, there's no way, even if I go in and they're like if they see that my nostrils are normal, they would probably still recommend the balloon, right?
I would think so, but I'm pretty cynical because I was like, they're like, do you get a lot of sinus infections? And I said, no. They're like, do you wake up tired? And I said, no. They're like, well, it's still pretty thin. I like to sort of catch my doctor in things like that. Like when they
really,
say, are
you never wake up
out?
Tired. You're supposed to wake up a little tired.
I'm not groggy in the slightest. The alarm goes off and I feel like it's 1 p.m.
I shoot out of bed.
It's a beautiful day and I can't stop myself from smiling. Yeah.
That's the dream.
That would be great. Not physically impossible, but I feel like if my nostrils are wide enough, it'd be doable.
Right. You think that's the only impediment to your, you know, your happiness and success?
Is everything else is perfectly fine except for my nostrils are 90%.
We all know in the body everything is connected.
Well, speaking of which, you had teeth and back issues. Should we take a break and come back and talk about that?
Yes. Everybody needs to hear about my back.
This is a fucking
cliffhanger. We will be right back after these ads.
And I'll be right nostril after them because my right nostril is clogged with fucking blood and spum.
Spum?
Huh? Oh, I'll actually, here's a real one. I'll discuss my nasal lavage issues after the break as well.
Good.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move, you know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's more fitness, of a fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Losers.
All right, we're back. I did have to do a nasal lavage every day for about a week or two after the surgery. I don't know if you've ever done that, but it's like waterboarding yourself. You put a fucking Elmer's glue cap filled with water.
Wait, so you had to do that for your nose?
Yeah, to heal.
I see.
So you like put a water bottle up one nostril and squeeze it so hard
it hits
your eye and comes out the other side.
I've seen it done. I've never felt like I needed that. Yeah. I told you about the ear lavage I got once, right?
Yeah, that's when they flush your ear out with water.
Yeah, but they didn't use water. I think I just like had heard about it and I was like, yeah, I want to go get that done. I went to like an ENT, but they didn't have like the water. They just did it with tweezers.
Yeah,
camera. I think I told the story on pod before. Yeah. I did it with Micah and Dave Rosenberg.
They'll do that. They'll do that at this place as well. I'll make you an appointment next time you're here.
I would love to. I mean, yeah, the lavage was great, but I did hear you're supposed to have some amount of wax in your ears.
Some is normal, but
protective. Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, you're back.
My nose, my back,
your ankle, and your tack.
I had the last time I threw out my back was I believe September of 2019.
But who's counting? Not since COVID.
Yeah, not since COVID. I was like I was traveling all the time. I'd like lost a bunch of weight before my wedding. I felt like I just
congrats about that. Like I totally didn't even mention that. You look
I sent you my registry in 2018.
I totally forgot to give you a gift card.
Yeah.
I was gonna I was gonna give you a gift card to
you can do that still.
Jamba,
a Zola gift card. Yeah, it doesn't have to be to Jamba, but
they dropped the juice, by the way. I gave you
like, I don't know, $300 to your honeymoon fund.
Namaste. I ended up using it on a nasal lavage. I ended up getting
gone anywhere.
Yeah, I got the porcelain lavage, which is an upgrade from the plastic bottle.
Yes. I didn't travel, but I was transported.
It looks like an Aladdin's lamp that I stick up my nostril so deep that it comes out of the other side and also my ass a little bit.
So yeah, mazel tov and congrats. So yeah, I'd been feeling pretty good. My back had been feeling very good. And I don't know, nothing had changed. And then I felt like I was getting stronger. Had no issues for like 3.5-4 years. And I still am not entirely sure what happened, but I think based on what I explained to my doctor, that I was playing tennis, I sprinted, pulled up short, and got like a tiny little tweak in my right quad. And I know this about my body is that I have larger quads than glutes. So I use my quads a lot. So I had this weird little quad strain. I should have rested. I rested for 2 days, but then it was really nice. And I wanted to go on a bike ride. And I was like, I'll take it pretty easy. But then we ended up riding like 40 miles. And I got home and I was just like, it looked like I was like popping a hip in a photo. It's like my right hip was just like sitting like 3 inches higher than my left.
Even while you were standing straight.
Yeah.
Feet,
right.
Just, same hip.
I couldn't
three
stand straight. Higher. I like at when I was standing straight, it looked like I was just like poking my right ass cheek out to the right. It was like
you were giving
my spine
sass
almost had like
a little S.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna really take it easy because that doesn't like it. And I like, you know, felt a lot of tightness in this leg. So I rest that was Sunday. Monday I relaxed. Tuesday I was like, our buddy Miles asked me to do a CrossFit class.
Okay.
And I was like,
so you took 2 days off and then you did one. It again too
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, I took Monday off.
And then
off,
you said,
then
you
I
know
like,
what? I'm really going to have to take a full day off, even though you had already taken two. So you were not listening
to
your body.
No, I wasn't listening to my body at all. So I go to this CrossFit class and I'm like, whatever it is, like, I'm just going to take it. I'll take it easy.
Yeah.
That CrossFit class, the WOD was like, it was back squats and then the... the warm-up jump ropes, so just really going at my legs, jump rope, then squats, and then the Metcon, you kind of, you know, that like high intensity thing at the end. It was just as many rounds as possible for 10 minutes. That means you just don't stop of walking lunges. So just for 10 straight minutes, I did walking lunges.
So CrossFit
on
really
my hurt quad.
CrossFit finds what kind of hurts you and then sort of hammers it home until it injures you.
Yeah.
Which is what a lot of people don't like about CrossFit.
Right. But I don't think this was CrossFit's fault. This was my fault.
Yeah, like you had gotten injured
on a normal day, I can do walking lunges for 10 minutes and, you know, have a normal soreness. But when I have a leg injury and I just try to do it anyway.
Just slightly tearing your muscle every second for 10 minutes straight.
So I still don't entirely know what happened, but I'm sure anybody listening can just understand that there were like other muscles in my leg that were overcompensating for my injured quad. Uh-huh. Maybe my weak glutes or...
you have a small ass, just say it.
Piriformis.
Your ass is small.
There's some, like other muscle down there, like a stabilizing muscle that that I don't have a lot of. So whatever it was, the net result was that I woke up and my ass, it was like I was wearing a belt of pain. And it was like my hip flexors so tight, my glutes so tight, my spine completely in an S. Like it looked like my right ass cheek was trying to kiss my shoulder. And I couldn't, if I like,
and the worst part was they were
down.
Succeeding. They were Frenching. Yeah. Your
were
ass
Frenching.
Frenched your shoulder for a week straight.
So yeah, if someone could fucking put a balloon in my nose or my ass to fix this.
So when you wake up or you're like, oh wow, I'm really sore from those lunges, or you're like, oh no, I did something. This is the bad soreness.
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, oh no, this is really bad. I'm like, I think that day I went and I like, you know, the bathhouse near us. I was like, I think I just need to like sauna, steam, cold plunge. I still felt like it was just muscle tightness that first day.
Because you want to believe.
Yeah. And I was like, I just need to like stretch, put some ice on it, get some heat on it, go into the cold plunge.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be okay. I just need a little more rest.
Yeah.
Then on Thursday, I like literally couldn't get out of bed. Like walking to my sink from the bed was just like making my back spasm in all of these different areas, like the lower back.
So you did CrossFit that night to try to loosen up.
Yeah.
CrossFit was 1,000 sink touches. So I had to walk from my sink to my bed on my ass in a lunge for an hour
with a ruck
straight.
Vest on. Yeah, the lead vest. So yeah, like normally you can take a few days. I felt like I needed, then I was like, all right, so you need like a week of rest. But with the baby, with the dog, there's stuff that you physically have to do that I rested, but I couldn't be completely immobile. I think on Thursday I didn't get out of bed and Jill like did everything.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the week I was like, all right, I'm mostly going to rest, but sometimes I'll have to give Gemma a bath or like change her diaper, you know, because otherwise.
What are you good for?
That's not fair. Yeah. You know, her body comes before mine. But yeah, for then it was 2.5 weeks with literally no improvement at all. I would like look. I would wake up in pain and look forward to the night because I was like, I think I'll sleep and wake up and I'll feel better. But it just never ever happened.
And this was over. What were the dates of these 17 days?
This was like the 16th to just after New Year's, I think.
Oh wow! So basically, even on New Year's Eve, you're in pain.
Yeah. The worst time, just like spending time with the family, hanging out, all singing Christmas carols, but I'm sort of like laying on the bed with a ice pack on my back.
Oh, holy night. Guys, yeah. Can you sing louder? I can't hear you down so, here.
I was like truly convalescing. I was just lying on the couch with my feet up on a cushion, ice pack on, a ton of ibuprofen. And just like Jill would bring Gemma over and I would sit her on the cushion and bounce her. And then it'd start to hurt. Like, all right, someone can take her now. It's like so sad. And then I did a cold plunge. I went swimming in the Long Island Sound on the 27th of December.
Was that good or bad for your back, would you say?
It was good. It was good for the back. That felt really nice.
Yeah.
Wait, more what was I going to say about it?
It seems like that's more of a Band-Aid than a perma-solve.
Yeah. The cold stuff definitely,
because
it
just
helped,
makes it cold and numb a little bit for a second.
Right. But then it would kind of come back with a vengeance. Mm-hmm. And my mom convinced me to go see her chiropractor.
The C word.
And I've heard bad things about chiropractors in general, because they're just like, you know, you pay them $50, they just like crack your back severely and say that you're better, and you walk out and you're like, you're more injured than before.
Right.
But my mom like really trusts this lady, and she's like more of a holistic. I think she's just a chiropractor because that's like, you know, the broadest term of what she does. Mm-hmm. But she worked on my body for 3 hours.
Wow.
3 hours.
And when you're with her, were you like, do you see stuff that's wrong? Like, do you see what's physically in not good shape?
Yes. Yeah, she did. And so she had me like, she was like, bend over, touch your toes. And I did that. Oh. And then she was like, all right, and I can do that with no pain, no issue at all. And then she's like, stand up straight and put your arms over your head and like lean back. And that just like made my whole back spasm. And then she's like, you know, your sacrum and the bottom of your spine, they're supposed to be like this, right? For anybody watching a video, I'm doing it with my hands. They're like interlocking. So you can go forward and you can go back. You can go forward and you can go back.
Yeah.
So when you're going forward, they're stretching apart, and it goes back, and they're supposed to all tuck together neatly, and you're not supposed to have any pain. So that was what she kind of showed me, that like when I bent forward, they're separating. That's fine because nothing's crunching on anything. But when I'm going back, they're all just hitting each other because I'm not aligned. My pelvis is twisted forward, meaning my right leg is shorter than my left right now. I'm all kind of just out of sorts.
Right.
So,
But why does it take a holistic chiropractor in Connecticut versus like a doctor in New York to figure this shit out?
Well, the doctor in New York also figured it out. And I started going to physical therapy and they're trying to like strengthen my muscles to kind of get everything to stabilize and work into position over time, which I think, which I have to imagine is what the doctors need to recommend.
Yeah.
Because they don't want some random person just shoving your spine into alignment because maybe that's bad.
Yeah.
But this lady was very, very careful. 3.5 hours, she's like massaging my microfascia into place. And I wouldn't say this if it was, like, I'm very skeptical of doctors too, and I would never have trusted a chiropractor, but I like literally left the office and I was laughing with relief. It felt like I never had a back issue. It was 100% better.
100%.
I texted Jill. Yes, I texted Jill and I just said, I am fixed. And like it was
nothing since either?
Night and day, completely fine. Completely fine.
Which is crazy. Like you have to leave her a Yelp review or something.
Yes, it's absolutely insane. Like completely fine. Like it never happened.
And she's like, yeah, I expected that. Or she's like, okay, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I'm glad it.
No, she was like, yeah, like this. And she even called it. She was like, this is a patch job. She's like, if you really want to like fix your alignment, we like it'll take 3 weeks or whatever. You see me once a week for 3 weeks. But she was like, you're going to leave here with no pain. I was like, how did this even happen? And she was just like, nothing was aligned and now I aligned it.
You know, they say but that, but like, I never really believe it.
And the entire time of that 3.5 hours, I think she only did two of like the big loud cracks where you're like, I feel like what I thought a chiropractor was, and I'm going to get in trouble for even recommending chiropractors, which I don't think I do recommend chiropractors, but I recommend this one.
For your specific problem too, because I'm sure there are people who have had back pain for like 10 years and they've seen chiropractors and it doesn't work.
I think what I couldn't get through to my doctors was that like my spine didn't always look like that. Like it seemed like they thought it was a chronic problem. And this lady was like this, you know, there was kind of an event that made you injured.
Yeah.
And she was like, you asked your muscles to work for you while this one was hurt. So all these other ones were overcompensating and they pulled your pelvis up. She got it to go back down. Like my body looks different in the mirror now.
And then when you go to your physical therapist the next time, do you sort of just fire them on the spot? Do you sort of laugh at them? Do you say that they're completely useless and broken?
Yeah. It's like, why are you having me do clamshells, you idiot? Why did you give me the little yellow plastic band when you could have just yanked my hip into alignment?
There's so much like weird medical things that I'm learning as an adult now that like things are going wrong. Like some doctors totally disagree with other doctors. Some doctors just don't know what they're talking about. Some are actually good. And like, unless you go to Reddit or Yelp or like hear what 50 people have said, like you just have no idea.
Right. And some things will work for you and some things will not work for you. And they never do agree.
Yeah.
Like it is very weird. And then you start sort of like self-diagnosing. Like now I'm just convinced that I have like tight hip flexors. And I like, you know, bought a weird little hip hook thing that I'm going to try to work on to make my legs better. But I feel like all of this stuff is so like you got on this nasal tip a long time ago. You've been thinking of, you've been talking about breathing out of your nose instead of your mouth for a month.
Yeah.
Right? Months actually.
Yeah. I've been doing that as such, but
and do you feel like all of your health problems stem from the way you breathe? Where I feel like all of my health problems stem from my weak ass.
Mine was localized to my nose, I think, but like, yeah, maybe like dental things. Like you said, you got a root canal recently.
Oh yeah, this was the other. So this was the thing that happened when it was.
So while your back was hurting, you got a root canal, which is the other thing people say is the most painful thing in the world.
Right. My back is flaring up. My back is super painful. I am going to do that cold plunge with Micah. We're at Starbucks picking up breakfast. And just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just had like my tooth just like started throbbing. And I was like, oh my God, like what could that possibly be? It felt like so much pressure. I couldn't even touch it. It hurt so much.
Out of the blue, from zero to that?
Yeah. And this was, and I was like, I need to see my dentist like immediately. I'm calling them. They're closed because it's Christmas. I can't see them for 6 days. And I'm like, what can I do in the meantime? They're like, all you can do is take Tylenol.
Which, have you noticed that a lot of your medical things happen around Christmas?
Do
like
they?
Your foot surgery was also around the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And like the last time you had a weird tooth thing where it was like really painful, you said it was the worst pain of your life. Wasn't that when you had COVID around the holidays?
Around December. Yeah, right around just after Christmas or maybe right before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my wisdom teeth out. That is weird.
I
shouldn't live in a cold climate.
Yeah, though. I think it's the freezing air that's sort of changing your body chemistry or something. That you have to move to Mexico during the cold winter months.
Ideally. But yeah, anyway. I went to the dentist after the chiropractor. So my back was good at that point. And I was a little sad because I'm like, well, now I'm going to have my mouth is going to be completely fucked.
Right.
But the root canal ended up not being nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What is
the
root canal it up exactly?
Instead of a filling on your actual tooth, they're actually drilling inside the tooth to the nerve and giving you a filling on the inside of your tooth.
On one tooth?
Yeah, yeah. On this, my incisor. Right here.
I can see why they would say it. And that's what prevent the nerve ending from ever feeling pain or something.
Yeah, well, I'm not entirely sure. Or there's a cavity inside there. And I think what had happened to my tooth was the nerve ending was dying. They called it a necrotic tooth. So I was lucky. The pain that I felt for that 3 days leading up to the dentist appointment was actually my nerve dying. So by the time they did the root canal and they drilled into my tooth, they didn't, I couldn't feel anything in there anyway. But I think it's very painful if you still have a little bit of nerve, if your nerve is exposed or something.
Yeah. So you had a bum back and a dead tooth. But now you have a fine back and the tooth is still dead, but it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah. I was sitting there just as they were drilling into my mouth thinking how tragic the human body is.
Especially
we're all just slowly.
As we gear towards, you're almost 40. I'm past that hill.
Yeah.
We're all
I just had such a
dying.
Vision of there's someday there's going to be one of those surgeries where you're getting wheeled in and they're like, maybe you'll make it. Maybe you won't make it. God bless you, Emma.
Thank you.
You actually sound really sick.
Emma's also dying.
You're not
She's
long
only
for this
30.
World.
I feel awful.
But yeah, so it is just sitting there so helpless with somebody just drilling your mouth.
Yeah. I hope this dentist knows what they're doing. Actually, you probably should have gotten the chiropractor to just sort of realign your tooth and then you wouldn't have to do the root canal at all.
Or at least keep the dentist in alignment so she didn't slip or anything.
Okay, so how does it stand right now? Your back still doesn't hurt?
Yeah, my back feels fine. I have very intentionally not started doing the exercise that I was doing before though.
Yeah. No more lunges or tennis.
I still don't trust it. It feels good, but it feels like it's on a hair trigger. Like I could do something to fuck it back up. So I've just been doing my PT religiously and strengthening my piriformis and my pelvic floor, my hip flexors.
Yeah.
The old ass.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot to this medical world that we still have to learn. Every time I research something, it's actually this thing is caused by this thing and don't listen to your doctor. Do this thing instead. It's just such a huge, mysterious world that's going on inside of us.
Yeah. But hell, nothing a couple ibuprofen and a positive attitude can't fix.
I took 4 Valium this morning before I started recording and they're starting to wear. I don't feel it at all anymore. Now this is just what I need to get by.
Amazing.
I'm
I would love to realign you. I can get your neck on straight. I can get your nostrils on correct.
Yeah, if I went to your chiropractor and she looked at me, would she be also like, ooh, there's some work to be done? Or she's like, if you don't feel any pain, you're fine.
No, she would say there was work to be done. She noted when I took off my shirt, she was also like, oh, your right shoulder sits a little lower than your left. That's probably an old injury. But she was like, it's good to address all of these things now because, people will be 70 and they'll be like, why does my shoulder hurt? Mm. And it's like, well, because you've been walking around with it not in alignment for 40 years or
that's
whatever.
That's what I need, that preventative back pain thing because it's coming for us.
Have you
all.
Ever had a sore back? I don't think I've ever seen you in back pain.
I've never had sore back like you had where I'm bedridden, but I've had sore backs from tennis or whatever. My strains are like more like lower leg, like hamstring tightness. Oh, like yeah. I can't touch my toes.
Right.
Yeah.
I can touch those. Yeah. I can touch your toes.
Kiss your toes. Fucking I would like to. Yeah. Can I kiss your small toe on the next podcast episode?
I think that's what's ailing me. That I haven't gotten the chiropractor. To kiss your piggy toe.
Actually, I can
align
you. God
damn, you're creepy, but you're good. Same time next week.
I'll let you kiss my feet if it means I don't feel pain at all.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take another break now that we're still alive. And I guess we'll do a comedic segment in addition to the medical updates.
Yeah.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Assholes! All right, we're back. One last medical thing I didn't even mention because there's been so much happening.
You have cancer.
Yeah. I'm just a real flippant. I totally forgot to mention this part. No, not cancer, thankfully yet. But I got my COVID booster and for whatever reason, this one hurt me more. Like I always have bad reactions to the COVID booster, but this one had me like vomiting a lot.
Yeah. Vomiting?
Yeah. Throwing up.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was sort of shaking and cold. Really hot, but shivering, throwing up, and feeling like this was my life now. Like maybe the COVID booster got me sick.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about being sick. When you're sick, you can't imagine feeling better. And when you're well, you can't really imagine what it feels like to be sick.
Yeah. The cool thing about the COVID booster, in addition to the fact that it hopefully keeps me from ever getting serious COVID, is the fact that as strong as it is for the day after, which was yesterday for me, one day after that, I feel fine. So like, it's sort of like a hangover where you're no longer hungover. You're like, I feel like I have a new lease on life. So
And I think I read that if you have a really strong reaction to the vaccine, that's actually good because it means your antibodies are building up.
That'd be great because that means I have maximum antibodies because I was sort of half dead, half alive for a day. Yeah.
And that wouldn't give you any pause on getting the vaccine next time?
It would today. Like, I wouldn't want to get one tomorrow, but I bet in a year I'd be like, oh, I forgot that I couldn't open my eyes for a day or I would have a migraine. I guess that sort of sounds familiar, but I'm not really sure. Yeah.
That's me in the Tdap vaccine. In six more years when it expires, I'll be like, wasn't that bad. I just thought I was dead for an afternoon.
You actually were dead for an hour. That's the only difference.
Yes, yes.
Okay, enough about me and my body. I sold two ads. In addition to the ads that we just did during the ad break, I've been monetizing this show, as you guys know. in a segment
side,
we like to call
a side hustle.
Amir selling ads, and I wrote the copy for you to read.
Okay.
These were ads that I sold and wrote the body of the actual advertisement
right, so
for,
you
but they
provided
wanted me to
the
read
copy,
it.
And you yeah. did this outside of Gumball, HeadGum's proprietary ad tech.
It's all part so of the fucking keep... Marty lawsuit. Like, he wants me here mm-hmm. and gone at the same time. I can't sell ads right. for the show because it has to work through the system. Okay, well, he yeah. doesn't listen to the
but you're doing
of
it
episodes.
In cash on the side.
Yes, so that we okay. can get paid in addition to the payment that we receive during the ad breaks.
Okay, so it looks like this one is from your ENT, the nose balloon guy.
Yep, yep, yeah. The nose balloon guy.
Okay. I'm ready. It looks like you, so you're reading this along with me, right?
Oh, yeah. Let me, I have to interject at a certain part because that was the mm-hmm. approved ad copy. Okay, yeah. You can start. There's two ads. We'll start with the first, of course.
Hey, chuckle fuckers. By the way, that's a derogatory term for a comedy club groupie that hangs out with the hope of fucking a comedian. This episode is brought to you by a completely new thing. You know anal fissures?
Yeah.
That's a small tear in the thin, moist tissue that lines the anus.
Okay.
So this is a pizza fissure. That's right, a small hair in the moist tissue that lines the anus.
I really don't understand.
Rabbit fissures are the one-stop shop to let mom and pop adopt and buy, sell, trade hares, pygmy rabbits, and yes, even Jersey lops. The way it works is simple.
How?
Simply put, the buyer and seller agree on the price, value, joy, cost of the mammal in question. Once 10 vendors have placed their bids, the Chinese auction or penny raffle for short can begin. Lowest bid is worth 1, then 3, 9, 19, and so on until all bids are bunked. Winner take all and the rabbit is executed. Sorry, rabbit deal is executed. Oops, that would have been one messy mistake.
Wait, I'm confused.
Of course you are. Just sign up today with our coupon code Chinese Auction or Penny Raffle for short. That is coupon code CHUCKFUCKER for one free bid on all Jersey Hoppers or better. Thanks, China.
Okay, that was good.
How that much was a, cash did you get for that?
That one was $190 split
That's
three
not
ways.
Worth it. I feel like any of that could be clipped and spread and... I could yeah. easily be canceled for some of the stuff that I was saying, and I was just reading the copy. But at the end of the day, it was even after we split, that's like $80 for me, and that's not really enough.
Well, we split with HeadGum, so it's half
so
to HeadGum. And
you
then
sell
we split.
These on the side, and why does any of it go to HeadGum?
Because
you're
it's
selling
all part
it in
of the
cash
lawsuit.
On the side, so you're still giving $80 to Marty, and then you and I are splitting. So yeah. we're walking away with $40.
$42.50
for
each.
Me to what?
$42.50 each.
$42.50 each for me to advocate for the death of a rabbit via a Chinese ox.
This next one is not really this one's not really a product but a service.
Yeah. We've all read the tweet from
okay,
CryptoBoar420. I'm started.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stop. So thank you. And the last one ended with thanks, China. Now this one's a new yeah. ad. Yeah.
Okay. We've all read the tweet from CryptoBear420. From here until 48K is complete bear trap range until the announcement. And if the ETF is approved, dildo to 51.9K, ETH dildo to 4K, Sol dildo to the moon.
Excuse me?
Why do you get to be the excuse me guy?
I think for whatever reason, that copy that I choose, they usually cast yeah. you as the
You
the
get
spokesman.
To be the confused party that doesn't approve of this stuff.
And then they and want
I'm
you to say, be the
and I'm
spokesman
the one saying,
for the brand.
But how can we tell which cryptocurrency to buy? Some are weird shit coins like Elon Cumcoin, and some are legit like Elon Cum Rocket. But how can we tell which cryptocurrency to buy? God, that's redundant.
Why are these things so pornographically titled? Jake.
Worry not, plebs. I have a newsletter that will guide you on your journey to getting rich quick. Jake's cash newsletter for turning pennies into nickels is available right now. A lot of these technically require the user to use Binance to see the forest from the trees, but that's a quasi-legal site that requires social security number, two-factor authentication, so maybe it's better if you give me your social security number and I'll handle the rest.
So you want people to sign up for the newsletter or to hand you their social security number?
Their socials may work better because I'm honestly not sure I have the wherewithal mighty than to get this newsletter off the ground. But why don't we make it even? My social security number is 84349. I'm not going to read the rest of it, bud. That's right. Come on. And then you want me to repeat it? That's 84349, and then I'm not reading the rest. Now give me yours, and I'll give you cash. But first, you need to give me a little juice worth squeezing myself.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, why do you get to say what? You wrote this. I don't even have... Meaning, I'll be your money manager, but you need to do something for me. So here's the final offer. Asked and answered. You give me 1,000 and I can turn it into $500,000 and you can keep 100K and I get the rest. These are high risk, low reward, wish they were penny stocks. Odds are they're going to zero and fast, but the risk is pretty low for you, $1,000, and the reward is great. But if I'm not willing to, how do we say financially share it?
Okay, what's the call to action?
What is the call to action? Zeller, cash at me $1,000 and include your social security number in the notes portion, but there's a chance I will spend it on cigarettes.
Nice. All right. Thank you.
That was obscene. I hated reading that.
Well, usually
that
we get to...
That was some kind of weird stream of consciousness, like...
A lot of these come in and we can say yes or no.
Yeah, I didn't get to approve the advertiser on that one, which I think was just me asking for people to Zelle me or Venmo me their socias.
This one's like a multi-level thing. So if you get $1,000, we owe them $900. We keep the $100 and then they invest it.
Right.
But if they actually
think
do
it's
turn
multi-level,
into...
it seems really surface. Yeah. It's not like a pyramid scheme. It's
a
just
trapezoid.
Like a...
Yeah. So it is a pyramid, but then it's a pretty flat.
It's a hole, I think.
It's a mesa on top, like a flat sort of topped mountain.
Yes.
The layer above it is a cousin of mine who does do this stuff, the investing of the money. So we would keep. Yeah, exactly. We would keep $300 of the $400K that he wins, and then we would give the other people the $100K.
We get $300. Why am I reading these ads? We're getting nothing.
I think because in success/perpetuity, they end up like. Yeah. It's passive income, basically.
Host-read ads are, like, built on trust. Like, we're not going to be able to keep on selling ads if we're talking about, I think, murdering cares and just
selling
asking
corn,
people
yeah.
to Venmo us cash to buy shit coins.
Yeah. But these are separate. These are separate from, like, the BetterHelp Athletic Greens normal standardized ads that go through the Gumball service that we use.
Right.
These ones are sort of side hustles that we are able to get through me and Jake's personal connections.
Me and yours. Yeah. Yours alone.
Mine specifically.
I have nothing to do with this.
All right. I think we learned a lot today.
Yeah, we did.
Between fixing my back and fixing your nostrils, I feel like we're one step away from being the perfect duo.
Yeah, we learned about our bodies and our character.
And our minds, really. Mm-hmm. Feeling better than ever. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. These are, of course, on YouTube, so you can watch as you listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or listen as you watch. We really don't care. It
doesn't matter to us. It's all cash from Binance in the end of the day.
Again, leave your social security number in the comment section of this YouTube video and Zelle Jake or Cash App $1,000 today.
Thank you. In advance.
For more of us, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. There's actual content there for you guys to watch. So,
yes, speaking of giving us cash, you can do that for content over on Patreon.
And we'll be back, of course, next week, as always.
Yeah.
Stay alive, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Milly Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.